Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That one. Uh-oh, there's another person on the... Oh, hi, Charlie.
And how much longer are you
playing? I don't know, for a little bit longer.
Well, I need dinner, so...
Your dinner's ready? Charlie, what's up? Uh-oh. Charlie, you're gonna make me die.
I'm in trouble here.
Oh, just putting the baby. Wow. Putting the baby on right now.
That was last year, about a year ago. Mm-hmm. Gordon Hayward's wife handing him the baby while he's playing his video games. Telling him dinner's ready. And drop asking it. Him how much longer you're going to be doing this stupid thing.
Dropping the baby in his lap.
Child.
Meanwhile, like just like the most violent thing ever.
Oh, you're going to make me die. Damn it.
You're going to make me die. Yes, death. Do I have to explain that to you again? Death? Hmm?
The rest of this, by the way, this statement, if you want to call it that.
Oh, yeah. Post. From Robin Hayward.
Yeah, from Robin Hayward. There's audio of this?
Oh. She posted this on her Instagram story.
Oh, so yes.
Josh found the audio.
So it's a video of her.
Yes.
And she admits she cops to saying that how pathetic is my life comment.
She does.
Yeah, she does. Let's have a listen.
Wow.
I just was reading some comments from people who were super offended from me on Gordon's stream yesterday saying he didn't have time for...
I love how she's already laughing at these people.
She's like, you dorks.
She's laughing. Listen to her from the very beginning. She's like, nah, I guess I've super offended some people. Dorks. The disdain she has for these people who are offended. So I'm glad she's taking this in stride and is giving these people no credit. Go on.
I just was reading some comments from people who were super offended from me on Gordon's stream yesterday saying he didn't have time for another game when he asked. We were leaving to go to his workout, so don't get so offended by things. And when I was on the phone, it was a joke when I said, how pathetic is my life watching him play video games? Don't be so offended by things. Your life is going to be so miserable if you're offended by everything people say. I wasn't even watching him play video games. I had just walked in the room to tell him it was time to go. So I hope that makes you feel a little bit better. And I hope you have a better day.
And I'm laughing at you because you're a loser.
And I hope you have a better day.
Yeah, I wasn't even actually watching him play video games. I wouldn't do that. I would never do that.
How stupid do you think I am? You think I sat there in the corner watching my dope of a husband play these video games?
I hope you have a better day, you trash people. It's a little hair flip.
Hashtag Team Robin.
For sure. She said she was kidding around, though. I don't think she was kidding.
Oh, no.
That's not joking.
No. What are you doing?
No. How pathetic is my life?
We have children. You have work. Also, you have to go to work. Gordon, you have to go to work.
He's going to a workout.
Where he then went to the workout and sprained his ankle.
That's what I was going to say.
From Brad Stevens.
Hey, Gordon, maybe mix in a few stretches next time instead of redlining with video games right before your workout.
He was dropping donuts, Jones.
I was dropping donuts, Brad.
We got time for one more.
Gordon,
no.
Did you?
You have to go to work.
So, Gordon, workout started like 15 minutes ago. Do you stretch or anything?
No, I'm dropping donuts, Brad. What do you want me to do?
You don't actually think that's what was going on.
All right, guys.
I gotta go. I actually think that when she's like, you have a workout or whatever she just said. I guess it was in the follow-up video. Yeah. We were going to his workout. I don't love that she's like, we gotta go, and he's doing that right up until the last second. No. I don't love that. You're running. You're so dedicated to the game. You're like pushing back your time to squeeze in a couple more video games for donos. No, I don't love that. No,
for donos, whatever the hell that means. 617-779.
Are we like even allowed to say that? What is that?
It could be a dirty word. Yeah.
We're not in the safe harbor.
In the next break, don't worry, Beetle. You probably won't see me in the next break. I got to go drop a few donos.
Ian's in the car. What's up, Ian?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
I want to talk about the All-Star break there and how much, you know, Kyrie and KD were schmoozing it up.
Yeah.
And the whole thing seems like to be like a big recruiting process now. And was Kyrie recruiting KD to come to Boston? And can, you know, he said he wants the most money he can get. Is this a possibility?
So in short, no. You know how they could get Kevin Durant? The way they could get Kevin Durant is they would have to trade a big contract like Gordon Hayward, which I'm sure if the second the Warriors catch a sniff of this video, they're like, we're out on this guy. Thanks a lot. Never mind the way he's played all year. But no, to get Kevin Durant here, that's what you'd have to do. There's been a lot of stories like, oh, well, maybe Kyrie and Kevin Durant are going to team up here. Maybe that's what's going on. And that's so far-fetched that someone wants Gordon Hayward's contract and on top of that would be willing to do that for Kevin Durant. No. What are you laughing at?
Just say that.
That's
answer.
My fault. So dropping donos is donations, apparently.
It's sure for donations.
So he said right before that, thanks for the $100.
Yeah, right.
What, so why
and it's
they...
so people are tweeting us that
who tweeted us that?
At Dr. Disrespect is this guy that's hosting, and he gets a lot of donations.
Why
apparently.
Does he get donations? At, what do they donate
I don't know.
To him for?
At I don't Dr. know.
Disrespect. They give him
we
money.
Need a gaming expert. I have no idea.
Listen, I need someone who knows this stuff. Right now, 617-779.
We might need to bring our intern in, and our intern knows all about this.
Do you
this.
Know about this stuff? Do you play these games?
Yeah, like, go in the studio.
It's he knows
the,
about it?
Go in
he
the
knows
studio.
All about it, okay,
yeah.
Then get in here.
Have you ever dropped a donut?
Pull up a seat.
I want to know if he's ever dropped a donut. That's what I want to know when he gets
oh
in here.
Oh, my God.
Dr. Disrespect, by the way. He is the most ruthless competitor in the online gaming community. Hashtag Champions Club. Business
chair. Let's hear this. Get right in the middle. Let's do this right.
There's headphones right there. Middle. You can drop his business inquiries, by the way, to doc@piazza.io.
Don't worry about it. Jones has a tall chair today, too. All right. So people donate?
Yeah. So I don't do Twitch. I just know it because I'm in college. So it's a video streaming service.
I don't like that show.
And there's so he's a streamer and you have to pay. You pay for the service. But then if you want to get like emojis or whatever, so like if you want to comment certain things, you like donate to them. So you would donate and you would include a message, and basically you're paying so they can read your message to them
on a stream on Twitch.
Got it.
So if you guys were on Twitch. And I want to say something to you, I would pay like $5.
Got it.
And then you would be like, oh, this kid paid $5 and he wants to say X, Y, and
so Z. Basically it'd be as if our callers wanted to pay us to get on the air.
No. Yeah. Well, no.
Which
because
I think should be a step we look at and consider in the near future.
No, but what you're saying is there's an online community going on anyways,
and I'd be like,
right?
Yes. Hey, so, Polly and Denim just dropped a big dono. That's why he's on the air.
Yeah, we're jumping you right to the front of the list. It's like Touch Tunes. You know Touch right? Tunes at a
yes.
bar? You can skip the
you
whole line.
You want to skip the line?
Oh, you want
to get through to the show?
Oh.
Drop a dono.
Yeah. You want to jump the line
so,
there?
So you send a donation to be able to get your comment read within the stream.
No, so
essentially.
That,
so
yeah.
Is he like the moderator? Is that his role?
No, yes. Because so everybody can see all the comments, correct? That
correct.
Are going on, but he can only see the ones that are paid for. I believe is what you're saying.
Again, I don't stream, so I'm not sure. I just know when they're
just
do.
In college and know about Twitch.
Right. Yes. So usually, like they'll get like $100 donation or whatever, and I mean the messages are pretty bland.
So
like,
when
it's
they're
just,
playing
like,
the games,
yeah,
that's then picked up by the stream. I'm confused.
Mean?
Like when you play the game, you don't play it through Twitch.
No,
Twitch
so
is just how you broadcast.
So he's
it.
Playing it on his computer,
right?
And he's just broadcasting through whatever third party app he has.
Okay, got it. Yeah, all right, that makes sense.
So a lot of them will do this donation thing, and like they'll do like certain challenges or whatever. So like they'll donate money and ask them to do like some challenge within the game. So some kids will do it just because like they may not be as good as the game as the people playing. So they would rather pay to see these players succeed in this game rather than them just put in the effort to succeed in the game, if that makes any sense.
That is, I understand it, but it's insane.
Yeah, it's a weird concept.
That's what
sure.
I would say.
Yeah.
I'm a little lost. I like your plan. Let's Drop some donos on Beetle and Zoe. Jump right to the front.
We'll start like a PayPal and a Venmo account, and you can choose whatever you want to do.
Right?
And...
like there's a lot of calls you don't want to hold, right? Drop some donos.
You can drop donos.
Get right to the front of the list. You know?
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 Sports Hub.
You can drop donos.
I don't do Twitch. I just know because I'm in college.
Dr. Disrespect on the Twitch. People love him. They Speaking drop of, donos.
The interns, Dr. Disrespect. Did you hear the disrespect we just got? Well, I'm in college. Unlike you old fuckers.
I don't do Twitch. I just know because I'm in college.
Unlike you two fossils. I know what's happening. I know what's hot in the streets because I'm not old like you two.
I can tell you this. OEA Gap on Twitter. What a great name. OEA Gap. He says whoever's telling you about donations on Twitch has no clue what he's talking about.
Well, I actually might not believe that guy, because if you really knew what you were talking about with donations, you'd refer to them the proper way, which is donos.
Donos.
That guy spelled out the full thing.
Donos.
Sounds a little...
I want to get on Twitch and give this guy a donation now.
I don't. You want to donate to this guy?
Yeah, I want to get on there. I want to try it. I want to see what it's all about. I'm intrigued.
My favorite recap of...
So did someone give him $100? Is that...
Yeah, that's the first thing. That was the first thing was in the
that,
clip.
Was that...
Hey, thanks for the $100, dropping donos.
Was that...
Thank you for the $100 donation. It's Miller time! Who needs a sub to chat when you can drop donos?
So somebody there gave him $100.
Did he give $100 to yell it's Miller time? Or whatever he said?
Thank you for the $100 donation. It's Miller time! Who needs a sub to chat when you can drop donos?
So could we, like, donate, like, next time David Price is on Twitch, could we, like, donate to get him to yell something about the Sports Hub?
Bingo. That's what I'm talking about,
That's
Jones.
What you're trying to say. Got it.
Something promotional, you know, something funny. We could get him to say whatever we need him to say.
What could we get David Price to say on Twitch? How can we buy David Price to say something like that? That's what we need to do.
We need to drop donos. We need to do.
Yeah, but how big of a donut?
617-779-0985. Jim in the car on Kyrie Irving. Hi, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, this thing with Kyrie is pretty easy to figure out. The NBA is all about ego, and there's only one way he can one-up LeBron. He puts his team together. He goes back to Cleveland. He wins in Cleveland. They take LeBron's statue down, and Kyrie's happy. His ego's better than...
You don't really think that's going to happen, Jim.
I truly believe it is going to happen.
You think Kyrie's going to turn around and go back to Cleveland? Come on. Get real.
Yeah, I would put that lower than his chance. I'm not super convinced he's coming back here, but I'd put Boston higher than Cleveland. Yeah.
I appreciate that you're going to do that for us.
I can safely say Boston's higher than Cleveland.
John is at Braintree. Hi, John.
Hey.
Hey, John.
Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
I'm sorry. I'm on a cell phone. So I got a theory on the whole Kyrie-LeBron thing. Mm-hmm. So I think LeBron and Kyrie orchestrated this whole thing to get out of Cleveland. I mean, they got the whole problem with was it Dan Gilbert, the owner of Cleveland. And, you know, they were burning LeBron's jerseys. And I think LeBron was like, hey, why are we going to stay here with all these bums on our roster? We're up against a salary cap. We can't get anybody else. Why not you claim that me and you are arguing, Kyrie? Well, you get traded out of here, and in 2 years we'll get back together in L.A.
I mean, I just, why do they have to go through that whole thing? Why couldn't he just wait out one more year in Cleveland and then sign with the Lakers, who have max space? Why do you have to go to Boston in the meantime?
Just to get the hell out of Cleveland.
I guess, but like, what? So, I mean, why?
I don't believe that. I believe that these guys had a falling out.
Yeah, me too.
Kyrie wasn't in love with LeBron, if you didn't notice. It wasn't a part of some master plan. That is a Patriot-level master plan right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they feigned hating one another.
The team
They'd
up.
They'd get out of there, and then they all just wanted to get back together. Mm-hmm. Belichick knew it the whole time.
So...
like that, come on.
Yeah, I don't buy any of that, but I agree that they really had an issue. Now, what was the issue? I thought it was that they couldn't stand one another. I think I am wrong about that. You know, I thought at the time when Kyrie left, I'm like, oh, he can't stand LeBron. Makes sense. I can't stand LeBron. But I just think he bristled at the way he was treated as a young player, which is ironic, the way he treats young players here. And it's why I wouldn't be surprised if other young players start acting more like Kyrie, which really means they're acting like LeBron. Like, Kyrie acts exactly like LeBron now. Exactly.
Yeah. That's why he's calling him. 617-779-0985. Let's go to we've got the Twitch and e-gaming calls coming in. Frank in Boston. Frank.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
So, yeah, let me just clear this up for you for the Twitch community. Dr. Disrespect is massive on Twitch, and the donations come from the viewers, right? So it's just people just giving him money. I don't know what he does with the money after that, but he's gotten donations that have been in the thousands of dollars, like over $2,000.
Like a one-time dono?
Yeah, like a one-time donation. Then he reads your comment, and then he goes crazy saying that, I can't believe you gave me this amount of money. It's kind of absurd.
That's a good
rate. And he's a 37-year-old man.
He, like, mocks him?
He's been signed by CAA?
Yeah, last month he was signed.
Oh, my God. This guy's this guy's massive.
He's 6'8". Played college basketball, Division II.
Not Division II. It's not that impressive.
Yeah. But, yeah, you guys should watch the stream and donate. It's funny stuff.
All right. Will do. Well, I'm interested.
Did you play? McCone, what did you play? You played D2.
I did not play D2, no.
Were you out of school?
Was not good enough to play D3, yeah.
Where did you play?
High school, and then Roger Williams was asked to stop playing, yeah.
Was asked to stop playing at Roger Williams?
Yeah.
So you didn't play against this guy?
No. Just missed him.
Herschel Guy Bame IV, more commonly known by his online alias, Dr. Disrespect, is an American Twitch streamer and internet personality. He's garnered over 3.2 million followers on the platform. Most famous for playing Battle Royale video games such as H1Z1.
Right, H1Z1, yeah.
Player Unknown's Battlegrounds, Fortnite Battle Royale, Call of Duty, Black Ops 4, and Apex Legends.
Oh, Apex Legends. Yes. See, I like regular Apex. He plays Apex Legends. I'm more just a regular Apex guy.
Oh, my God. Played Division II at Cal Poly Pomona. That's where you play.
Oh.
There you go. Ben in Worcester. Ben.
I think that's where Greg Popovich went.
Hey, I think you guys are basically not giving enough clout to these guys and what they're actually pulling in on these Twitch platforms. You got to understand, there's two large faces in Twitch, and one is Dr. Disrespect and the other is Shroud, and the amount of influence that they have, these donations that they're getting in, is just promoting what esports is turning into, which is going to be pushing into the top four in sports in general.
Well, that's just false.
Yeah,
it'll be pushing it may be bigger than hockey, but it's not pushing into any top four sports. Shroud Michael Greziak, he's a streamer at Twitch TV slash Shroud.
Yeah.
So that's the other guy.
Okay. Good to know. Good. Which sport is Twitch going to overtake first?
Well, hockey, obviously.
Dan's in Malden. Hi, Dan.
Hey, fellas. So let me try to shed some light on this for you.
Please.
The idea is that these guys are entertainers. They're not just like, I know on the surface it sounds crazy, like you're watching people play video games, but it's more that you're following the personalities, like listening to your show or Felger and Maz or whatever. You don't really care what sport you're talking about, but you like the personalities. You like hearing your take. These guys are usually either really talented or really funny or both, and they do pull in large amounts of money. But most of the people donating, those are younger high school kids or people that steal their parents' credit cards, that kind of nonsense. I'm 30. I'm not donating any amount of crazy money, but I just enjoy watching them play the game at a high level and also entertaining the way they speak.
Got it.
So I know.
Yeah, I'm not hating on these guys. Like Dr. Disrespect and this Shroud character, like the fact that they're able to pull income from people is actually astonishing. So I'm
probably millions of dollars.
Yeah, I'm not ripping on them for that. It seems like quite the racket, quite the scam they're running there.
I'm
but
not
whatever.
Ripping on them at all. I'm ripping on the people that are giving the money for what reason, I don't fully understand.
Well, there's that. And then what's Gordon Hayward trying to accomplish by going on there? Like, what exactly does he want
to
get?
Oh, he just likes to play the games and wants to be known as a gamer guy.
Right, but like, why? Like, what's his means to an end?
Because he enjoys playing video games.
Oh, okay, fine. Yeah. So play video games. Why do you need to do it in front of a wide, broad audience? What's your end game there?
Because you like the attention.
Okay, so now we're getting somewhere. So what is Gordon Hayward? What's he angling for? Like, is this his next career?
I doubt it.
No,
I think he just likes the video games.
Okay,
and likes the attention in that community.
Okay,
Tom Brady just likes working out. Tom Brady's not angling for anything post-career.
No, he is.
Okay. I wonder if Gordon Hayward's working on post-career.
What, being a Twitch guy?
Yes.
Being his own host?
Apparently, all you got to do is go on the thing and people pay you with donos.
This story from GameBite.com says Dr. Disrespect has 40,000 followers, which means he pulls in a steady $120,000 a month from his followers. And then also he gets $1,500 a day in donations on average. So he's pulling in about $200,000 to $500,000 per month, depending
Jones,
on the month.
We need to do this show on Twitch.
Yeah.
And well, demand donos.
I need to start playing. I'm pretty good at Apex. Not Apex Legends, but I'm pretty good at Apex. Maybe I could start playing that on Twitch. I'm not going to read. Well, maybe I will read what people say. Who knows?
Maybe you will.
Maybe I will.
Scott's in Weymouth
Chris
today.
Ferris.
What? Scott?
Hello?
Yeah.
Am I on the air?
Yep.
Oh, God.
My God, you guys cut me off. God, excuse me, man. Let's talk hockey real quick. Is that all right?
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard that esports are going to take it over any day now.
Big time. Big time you caught me off guard. I'm sorry about that. Let's go. You ready to roll?
Yeah,
here we go. All right. The Bruins are in stride right now. This is a team that is cruising towards a deep playoff run. Now, all the hockey guys out there, everyone's talking about that high
stick
in San Jose.
Quickly, you want to talk about... Can you define a deep playoff run? What does that mean to you? What's a deep playoff run?
Round two. Beyond round one.
Round two is a deep run?
Well, I mean, four and you win it all. How would you define deep run?
I don't know.
You get to the conference finals.
16? Yeah, at least.
You get to the conference finals.
Let me get to the play. Beetle, don't dump me. All these idiots that I'm listening to, my friends, about that high stick in San Jose, which, what a great hockey game that was, if you guys saw that the other night. By the way, tonight in Vegas. How sick is this going to be? Beetle, can I borrow 20 G's? I want to go to Vegas tonight. All right, let me get to the point, though. That high stick, am I still on the air? I know it's annoying to ask.
Yeah, it's an upset, but yes.
Okay, that's an upset. No, Vegas, tonight, it's going to be wicked cool.
What about the high stick? What about the high stick?
They're 3-0 in a five-game trip so far. Okay, the high stick the other night in San Jose.
What?
And by the way, you didn't see the high stick?
I saw it.
I'm going to tell you what happened because no one knows. Felgrimaz didn't know. I'll tell you what's real. Do you want to know what happened? Anytime you put your stick above your shoulder and touch the puck, it's a dead. It's whistle. Boom. No good. Face off. Now, but it's not reviewable.
Correct. They couldn't review it. Correct.
Of course.
Yeah, so.
Now, if it goes in the net, now it's reviewable because it's a goal. That's a big deal.
Right.
So what made that play so unique is the ref missed it. The puck went to the ice, not the net, and then someone put it in the net, and it's not reviewable. The Bruins got lucky there. They're running good right now. They're on a hot streak. I can't wait to see what happens tonight. I can't.
Okay, Scott.
I'm happy Scott cleared up that the Bruins got lucky on that call.
Yeah, no one saw that live. We've all seen it since. Chris Wagner's goal against the Sharks.
Now, they were very lucky to get any points out of that. Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. Now, the Bruins got boned earlier in the game, so whatever. Maybe it all leveled up. But, yeah, I think we all agree they got lucky there. That was a fortunate call for the Bruins, yes.
What time is Duke UNC tonight?
9. Same time as Marquette and Butler, of course, which Brad is going to be having a late night before the big Celtics-Bucks game tomorrow, yes.
And the Bruins are going to face off at 10?
Yeah, there it
is. Is that right?
Sure.
Cone and I will be at Providence St. John's at 8:30.
Will you?
Yeah. Duke UNC at 9, and the Bruins all the way at 10.
Yep, 10.
Okay, then. All right. Gosh on the call on television tonight.
Yeah.
On the NBC Sports broadcast. Looking forward to that.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I checked in with Rob a couple days ago. I've talked to the Patriots about it. Right now, Rob is—he's thinking it through. You know, he's given it a lot of thought. Rob will certainly, I think, make a decision in the foreseeable future. I don't want to put any pressure on him and give him a time frame, but I would imagine that it will be sometime within the next couple of weeks.
That is the agent, Rob Gronkowski. That will be Drew Rosenhaus talking about the decision for Rob Gronkowski coming sometime in the next couple of weeks. And as we know, he's been at the team facility routinely over the last couple of weeks. For what reasons? We don't know. We can assume that possibly it's there for treatment. But Rob Gronkowski is going to need to make his call, I guess, in the next couple of weeks. And the question that is still remaining is, well, what's the deal? Is he going to come back or not? What have you said? What do you think is going to happen, Jones?
So I, right up until probably about the AFC Championship game, thought Gronk was done. And after that game, I started thinking a bit differently. And then certainly after the Super Bowl, when Brady and Gronk put out whatever it was on Brady's Instagram, the Willie or won't he come back, that whole question. On top of this, the Mike Reese report that you're referencing where he's been at the facility.
Right.
I think Gronk is back.
Mike Giardi had a tweet yesterday that said Gronkowski told multiple teammates and associates that he wanted to win another ring in the days following the Super Bowl. Emotion talking, question mark, is what Giardi had to say. This, again, coming after Drew Rosenhaus on NFL Live said what you just heard, that that decision is coming in the last, you know, in the next couple of weeks. I think there's a better chance of him coming back now than there was before. I still think I don't know that he wants to come back. I'm still not convinced of it yet.
I don't think he wants to come back for a pay cut. I don't think he wants to come back for a pay cut.
So I think this is the situation that could play out. And credit to Jim Louth for suggesting it yesterday. He can say that he's coming back. And then he can sit there and say, but I'm not going to entertain any pay cut ideas.
Yeah.
And he can force the team to get to a point where they go so far as to say, well, we're going to cut you then. And they cut Rob Gronkowski.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So he puts out there very publicly, guys, I'm back. And then
I'm back. I'm committed. I'm ready to go. I feel great and I'm ready to go.
I want to win another title.
I want to do this all over again.
And then the pressure's on the team to either pay him or release him.
Yes.
And then take the ensuing public relations.
As you said, he doesn't want to take a pay cut.
No, and I wouldn't if I were him.
So then if you're him, you just say, I'm coming back and the team will do whatever it is they need to do. And then what's going to happen?
Oh, you think he's actually going to verbalize he won't take a pay cut?
No,
he doesn't need to do
that. I'm saying when he's talking to his agent and Drew Rosenhaus, if Bill Belichick calls or Nick Caserio calls.
Yeah, take a haircut and come back.
No, we're not going to discuss a pay cut.
Doing that whatsoever.
He's ready to play. He's ready to come back. He's one of the best tight ends in the game. If you're the agent, that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
No, he's not taking a pay cut. If you want to cut his pay, then you're going to have to cut him. He's not willing to entertain a pay cut. And then he would force the team to cut him if they were dead set on not paying him his money next year.
What do you think they do in that scenario? Gronk puts the pressure on them. You either got to pay him or cut him. What do you think?
I think they keep him, and I think they end up paying him.
So me too.
And so I think he knows that.
I think they probably go to Brady and say, Brady, you take a haircut, or you know, you take a little less, or hey, we're cutting Dwayne Allen, or something like that. There's a way to pay Rob Gronkowski.
They're going
to
do it.
Me too. That's what I think.
Again, this goes back to, I don't know if he truly wants to play, but I do know he'd like to come back and collect that money next year. Who wouldn't? He'd be crazy not to want to come back and play for that money. Yeah, I'm going to come back. I'm going to do it. Is he doing it because he wants to play, or is he doing it because he wants the money? If I had to pick one, I'd pick the money.
I just said I wouldn't come back for a pay cut, so that means it's more about money than playing. I mean, I think he's interested in playing, but yeah, I think he wants to play and be compensated at a certain level to put his body through what he put his body through. So I guess that probably makes it more about the money, and that would be my answer.
So I think this could end up working out well for the team in that he could come back, he could come into camp unwilling to take a pay cut. The leverage that the team would hold over Gronk is that they could cut him right before the start of the season, which means it would make it difficult for him to, you know, he'd have to pick up and move and go elsewhere if he wanted to continue the career. But on top of that, he would need to come in and have a great camp, wouldn't he? Wouldn't there be some pressure on him to perform?
So did you see in the same thing, this Reese's Sunday notes, in the same thing, and it was further down, it was like number 6 or 7. The Gronk thing was 1, which means, you know, I think Gronk feels pretty confident in it. Reese tucked into a piece on Danny Etling said the 2019 offseason program and spring camps will mark a defining time for Danny Etling as he should get plenty of reps if Tom Brady follows through on plans to devote his offseason time to his family. Now, maybe Reese just means if he follows through on what he did last year. I took that to mean Mike Reese is saying Brady's still not going to be at OTAs. And if Brady's not there, will Gronk not be there? So I don't know if he has to go out and have a good camp or put in any extra effort than he did last year. I think they proved last year, we can win doing it this way, so we're going to do it this way. That's what I'd do if I were both those guys. Oh, turns out the people like Jones out there were wrong. I thought they had to go to OTAs, Beadle. I thought that was important for team building. I thought Bill put an emphasis on it for a reason. I was wrong. Bill was wrong. Those guys don't need to show up for that. So if I'm them, I wouldn't show up to it anymore. I don't need to do it. I'm not putting my body through it needlessly if I'm Gronk, and I'm not doing it if I'm Brady. So I don't think whether they pay him or not, he has to show up. If Brady's not going to do it.
617-779-0985, the telephone number. The Gronkowski situation, now that we've heard from his agent, do we feel he's closer to coming back? I feel it is closer. I'm right around 50-50 now.
You're 50-50 on everything.
I'm right 50-50
on Kyrie. You're 50-50 on this?
Yesterday I was 60-40. Today I'm closer.
60-40 what? 60-40 he's back?
As the days go on.
60-40 he's back?
No, I was 60-40 that he was not coming back.
Oh, got it. Oh, so yeah. It's inched up to 50-50.
Every day I feel more and more that it's getting closer to him coming back. I'm not convinced of it yet, though. Not there yet.
I'm not convinced? You're sticking with your number. I'll stick with mine. I'll go with my 60-40 he's back.
Yeah, you do that.
Yeah, 60-40.
Yesterday back. I was 60-40 he wasn't back. So I'm getting closer and closer to being on the side of he is coming back. There just seems to be more and more evidence that he is feeling good right now and could potentially have changed his mind from where he felt a year ago or where he felt 6 months ago or any of that stuff.
He has a little leverage, doesn't he? Brady's the one who's going to have to renegotiate his contract, and Gronk played well. I mean, if Gronk didn't play well in the AFC title game in the Super Bowl, he doesn't have a lot of leverage. They needed him to win those games.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Adam Jones in for Zoe today. Steven Goskowski could get franchise tagged. That's right. According to one report, that may happen. Adam Schefter had this tweet. It said, starting today, and he sent this yesterday, until March 5th, there could be at least 10 players receiving some form of the tag. He listed DeMarcus Lawrence, Jadeveon Clowney, D. Ford, Frank Clark, Guardy Jarrett, Landon Collins, Nick Foles, Le'Veon Bell, Donovan Smith, Robbie Gould, and Steven Goskowski per sources. 35 years old, Goskowski at the end of his deal, and his franchise tag number will be just under $6 million for 2019. It's somewhere between 5 and 6, based on who's projecting it. The team has used it on Goskowski once before, 2015, and then later that offseason they got together and got a deal. Will they do it again?
Probably. I don't think they should, but they probably will.
Okay, why shouldn't they?
Because they should use it on a more important player. Like, to me, I don't get the notion when people are like, oh, well, they'll never spend that money on Trey Flowers. Well, why not? Like, if you can work out an extension for Trey Flowers, great. I mean, that's probably the better way to go about it. But for 1 year, you can't pay Trey Flowers $18 million? Why? Why can't you do that?
Oh, you're looking at the wrong guy.
I mean, so you want to extend him or you'd give him the franchise tag?
Oh, no, I would give him the tag, but I don't think giving him the tag puts that, you know, puts anything else in jeopardy by paying the kicker.
No,
I think both of those things could be true.
You could pay
Trey Flowers and you could pay your kicker.
Okay, I agree with that too, but you only get one franchise tag. So in other words, if for some reason you can't come to an agreement with Trey Flowers and the alternative would be losing him, I'd franchise tag him. I would make sure to tag him. So right now, if I'm worried about losing anyone, I'd be much more worried about losing Flowers and, to a lesser degree, Trent Brown.
Oh, so I get what you're saying. If you're talking about using the tag on Flowers.
Yeah, that's what I thought we were talking about.
Oh,
that's Schefter's report.
Sorry, I thought you were saying, you know, about the money. You know, if you're going to use that money on a kicker, why can't you use it on a more important player?
No,
why can't you spend that on a contract and a deal for Trey Flowers?
Your means of keeping one player who's a free agent, who's more important? It's Flowers. So I don't want to let him get to the market. And if you don't want to give him a bunch of money over a bunch of years, fine. But a one-off you should be able to handle with relative ease.
Now, okay.
Maybe you lose leverage of the player and all these other things, which I get. I'm not using it on the kicker. I'm using it for a big-ticket item, or I'm not using it.
Okay, would you want Trey Flowers playing on the tag?
Yeah, here, yes.
Would you want him playing on that number and on that tag for 1 year?
Yes.
With no guarantee of him staying here beyond that year?
Yeah, if the alternative is losing him, yes.
Yeah, see, I don't love that. I think if you want Trey Flowers, you got to pay him. You got to sit down, you got to work out the long-term deal, and you got to open up the checkbook.
Okay, so that's the best scenario.
That, to me, is how you do it.
That's the best scenario, but in between, I'd franchise him. I'd franchise him and get one more
year.
See,
I just don't want Trey Flowers playing on that huge number for 1 year.
Why?
Because then you're using up. I know that the cap can be manipulated in a number of different ways.
Especially for one year.
Well, yeah, but I also don't think it's great long-term planning, especially if you intend to pay the guy.
Okay.
If you're using it as a leverage piece because you know that he'll agree to a long-term deal, then good.
I agree with you. Long-term deal is the best.
But my fear is that he'll just say, well, no, just I'll play on the tag, and if we get to the next offseason, you either pay me then or you give me the tag again.
Okay, that to me is better than losing him this offseason. So I'll take one more year out of Trey Flowers when Brady's 42. I'll take one more year out of Trey Flowers.
I would rather they tag Gostkowski and pay Trey Flowers.
Okay, well, again,
long-term deal.
Again, I'm fine with the long-term deal.
I don't love tagging Trey Flowers.
Okay, what if you can't get him on a long-term deal? What if he can't agree?
That's a crap ton of guaranteed money that you could use
for a player you like, though.
I love the player.
Okay, well then just pay him.
I think they should just pay him. I think they should be competitive and they should pay him. I wouldn't hate.
Okay, what if he says, guys, I know you want to do a long-term deal. I want to go to the market. Then you say, okay, Trey, well, you're not going to get there. We're franchise tagging you. Like that's what I would do.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I know what you mean.
I'm going to go shop it around on the open market. Well, maybe you lose him. And instead of risking, and I get it works, they kept Hightower with this gamble.
Right.
They kept McCourty with this gamble. Maybe he's the same kind of player. And they obviously know better than I do. I don't personally want to see Trey Flowers get to the open market. So if that's where he wants to go and you can't work out an extension, and at this point, if you haven't worked out an extension, I don't really get why he'd do it now. I'd tag him. That's what I'm saying. Opposed to the kicker, who I'm not too worried about losing. And even if they lost him, oh, well, it's like a guaranteed missed kick every playoff game. So I think you can do better anyway.
All right, let's focus on the kicker for a moment. Do you think that they can do better by just going out on the market and getting somebody else?
I think they can find another guy to miss a kick every playoff game, yes.
Okay, that's not the question. Because although that is a factor and that is important and should be mentioned, what about the course of the regular season, despite his issues in the final game every freaking year, which is so annoying?
I think I read he was 20th in field goal percentage last year. Is that right? Like, I thought that's what Phil Perry wrote, and I was like, that can't be right. He wrote that Gostkowski was 27 for 32 on field goals, 84.4%, 20th in the NFL.
Wow, he missed 5 field goals last year.
So again,
I don't realize
that. I read that right out of Phil's article. I didn't double check the rankings. I don't mean to throw Phil under the bus, but just I read that and I was like, he's 20th in the NFL? Yeah, you can find another Gostkowski.
Field goal percentage last year, they were tied for 16th with Oakland, 27 for 32.
Got it. As a team. I don't know why individually that would change, but whatever. Let's say he's 16th and not 20th. Yeah, you can do better than that. And miss a kick in the playoffs? Yeah, you can do better than that. And don't give me the kick he made in the Super Bowl. If people are going to use that as a counter, like, oh, well, he had a clutch kick in the Super Bowl. No, he really didn't. No, he didn't. The Rams weren't going to drive down and do anything. They didn't do anything all day long. And they were already up 7.
Well, not only that, if he'd hit the first kick, you're not worried about the second
Bingo.
One.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Bingo.
You don't so get credit for that.
Don't give me that kick in the Super Bowl because that was not a clutch kick at all. At all. And I would have gone for it on fourth down. But whatever, neither here nor there.
That's like giving Vinatieri credit for the kick.
The Eagles one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Eagles one was not a clutch kick at all.
It was in the Carolina game. He missed two field goals in that game.
Okay, but at least he hit the game winner. Like, you don't win if he doesn't hit the game winner.
Right. I guess you're right.
You know what I mean? But like, you're not in that
same thing sort of applies. Yeah, it had to be a game winner because you missed two earlier in the game.
Okay,
bro.
But if Gostkowski didn't play, you would have been in basically the same exact spot. You know, he doesn't get you -3, and then you don't even need that extra field goal. The Rams weren't driving down to score at the end of that game. They didn't score down all day or drive down all day. So, yeah, can I find another guy to miss a kick every playoff game and finish 20th in field goal percentage or 16th in field goal percentage? Yes, I don't need to pay that guy top dollar.
Here's the thing. If you do tag him to keep him, it's not good value. I can tell you that. You're not paying good value on your kicker.
It's small money, but it's not good value. That's true.
It's not good value. And so I wonder if that's going to play a factor in whether or not they decide to tag him. And I just think that they're going to keep him here because I do think that he would find a job in about 3 minutes.
Yeah, I'm sure he would.
He could sign with, you know, another team and get a 3-year deal and get paid and all of that.
And worst case scenario, you end up being the Bears who let Robbie Gould walk and brought in Cody Parkey. And I understand that, but it seems like they have a pretty good track record with kickers here. Like, they went from Vinatieri to Gostkowski. Who else did they have in camp? Phil Dawson or somebody like that?
Phil Dawson was here. Yeah,
so, like, they know what they're doing with kickers, it seems like. So, I would wager...
Phil Dawson was here when Parcells was here.
I'd wager
or
on
Pete Carroll. Who was it?
Yeah, and then Robbie Gould was here when Belichick was here.
So, I just said Gould. I didn't realize they had him.
He's going to be franchised. Yeah.
So, whatever. So, but my point is, then. So Bill had Robbie Gould in when Gostkowski was here or whatever, and then Vinatieri, like...
I don't know.
So you think they're good at finding kickers?
Yes. I think they're good enough where they don't have to franchise. I'm not worried about them becoming the Bears, in other words, where their solution would be Cody Parkey. I'm not worried about the Patriots becoming that because I think they have an eye for talent at kicker, given their track record.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.